Nestled atop a tiny knoll, surrounded by shortleaf pine and black walnut trees, lies a small cemetery, the final resting place of many members of the Johnston family. There are many stories here, if you know how to read them. In days past, as now, those visiting the cemetery would look at the stones. Names and dates may have weathered on the soft limestone rock often used, but the symbols may be enough to tell part of the story. Gravestone art is symbolic. It comes from many sources, such as ancient Greek civilizations or the Bible. One symbol might tell you about a person's life, profession, fraternal associations, or hobbies, while another might be a clue to their belief about death. Some symbols can be confusing. An anchor could be a religious symbol, or it could mean that a person truly loved the sea. What symbols do you find in this cemetery? Find George and William Johnston's gravestones. Both were children when they died and have a dove and a lamb on their stones. A dove with an olive branch refers to the dove Noah sent out to find land after the flood. Other doves represent the soul, the Holy Spirit, or peace. The lamb is found on gravestones for children, as the children's song from the 18th century suggests. Who's so happy as I am, even now the shepherd's lamb? And when my short life is ended, by his angel host attended, he shall fold me to his breast, there within his arms to rest. Look for the grave of Dr. A. W. Harrison. The symbol on this stone represents his membership in the Masons, a fraternal organization. Of the many Masonic symbols found on tombstones, this one is most commonly seen. Let's look for one more. Find Marion Johnston's gravestone. The clasped hands represent the bond of marriage, since the stone indicates that Marion was the husband of M. A. Johnston. Clasped hands could also symbolize farewell. What kind of symbol might represent your life?